Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Edgewood staying within its football family as Caleb True moves up from co-offensive coordinator to take over for Brian Rosenberg, who resigned after last season. The Ponies, 4-7, lost 21 seniors. They had great numbers last year. As Caleb was telling me on Thursday, he's already working on a solid game plan.
You know, my number one goal is to turn them into better students and athletes on and off the field, so couldn't be happier right now, for sure.
What are you learning about yourself, Caleb, these last 2 years, especially serving on Brian Rosenberg's staff?
Coach Rosie really gave me the opportunity to kind of mend and mold my thinking and ways to attack certain defenses. I'm more of a offensive schematic guy myself. Definitely learned what Edgewood had the past 2 years consistently, in and out, you know, during the off season, and new players were fielding from the middle school. So definitely got my head thinking, you know, the kids that we're getting year in and year out.
The new head football coach of the Edgewood Mustangs, Mustang assistant Caleb True. Little Reds on the radio tonight. They hit the road over to Busch Stadium, St. Louis, pregame at 7:45. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The mindset, obviously, is to play them one game at a time. Minnesota in town for three, not having a lot of success. Matter of fact, they start the two games later tonight with a 4-20 record. Indiana still by themselves in third place. A lot to look forward to as far as the NCAA is concerned. But that being said, hey, we got to do some things better. And Jeff Mercer's message to his ball club:
It's a big weekend, and we need to play well. It's time to grow up, and it's time to begin to become the team that we envisioned ourselves being. It's just time to grow up, and it's time to toughen up, and it's time to play better baseball across the board. And we're doing those things, and I expect us to do those things. And I have great confidence in this team, and I have from the very beginning, even on the good weekends, even on the bad weekends, even when we don't play great. I still have confidence. I still believe in this team, and I still believe our best baseball is ahead of us.
And obviously, a three-game sweep, should it come about, would leave Indiana 18-8 when Sunday late afternoon rolls around. Seize the day and evening. Seize the Gophers, Hoosiers. Reds on the radio tonight, 7:45, Busch Stadium in St. Louis. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.